Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome to Passion for Business, the show where we share practical, bite-sized tips for business for you to digest upon and act upon. I want to thank you for listening into our show today. Our topic today is the power of focus in life and in business. Now, for those of you who are listening in for the first time, a special welcome to you. And if you'd like to call into the show, you're more than welcome to call in on 646-668-8471. If you'd like to email me, the email is info@businesswithexcellence.com. And if you'd like to go into our chat room on Blog Talk Radio, you can just submit a question as we're going through the show. So it's great today to be talking about the power of focus in life and in business. Now, do you ever find yourself not having enough time to do the things that you want to do? Well, today we're going to be talking about how you can focus yourself to get the things done that you want to get done. As a result, we will be looking at how we can focus, and I'll be using the acronym for focus that stands for looking at fearlessness, which is the F. O stands for opportunities. C stands for consistency. U stands for understand. And F stands for There's many pictures I've seen on the internet that talks about focus, and one of them is follow one's course until successful. Now, if it was only as easy as that to be focused, we get the same amount of time in the day, but for some reason we can get caught up doing things that we shouldn't be doing. So I'm going to encourage you today to focus on the things that matter for you. Now, in business and in life, you have goals that you might want to set. So for those of you who are running your business, you might have a financial goal, you might have a marketing goal, you might have a social goal. Whatever type of goal it is, the F that I'd like to encourage you stands for being fearless. Don't be fearful of asking questions or moving forward in the area where you know that you will be successful. So, for example, in business, to help you focus and to help you be fearless, get to know information about your products or services and then ask a question to the customer relating to what you need. In life, if you want to focus on something, you might be apprehensive about doing it. It might be taking on driving. It might be starting a new course. But be fearless by taking the first step. And that will help you to ride above the emotions of fear. So to help you focus, the first F stands for being fearless. Right, we're going to look at the next letter, which is O. And O stands for opportunities. Opportunities is where you look for strategies and things that you can take on quite quickly. So So where is there a benefit for you to succeed? And O is standing for opportunities. So when you're focused, you will seize opportunities. You'll look for something that you'd like to do. And again, whether that's in life or business, you will seize that opportunity. You won't procrastinate, but you will look at it and you'll say, yes, I'm going to make a calculated judgment and I'm going to take the risk and I'm going to take the opportunity. That helps you to focus. So that's the O of focus. The C in helping you to focus is all about consistency. And consistency is doing something on a regular basis. What is regular to you, you will have to decide. So in business, if you want to focus on your finances, you might set aside an hour a day, an hour a week, to just work on that area. And you will be consistent in it until you have finished it. Many business owners have found out that juggling doesn't work because you can find yourself starting so many things and ending up not finishing any of them. But if you're consistent in the thing that you are focused on in terms of moving forward and making sure you carry on with that over a period of time until you complete it, you will find that you'll be much more feeling that you've achieved something through consistency. So today, for those of you who have just joined us, we're talking about the power of focus in life and in business. Now, if you imagine looking through a binoculars and you change the lens to actually put your focus on what you're looking at, you'll find that everything else around it fits in its place. And that's what focus does for your life and business. If you're focused on whatever task you have to do and not distracted by anything else, you will find that you will have the opportunity to get that done more quickly. So we've looked at the F, which stands for being fearless. O stands for opportunity. C stands for being consistent. And now we're going to look at the U of focus. And the U of focus is all about understanding. Understand what makes you tick. Are you a morning person? Are you an afternoon person? Or are you an evening person? Understand what it is that you're trying to achieve from being focused. So it's not only about being focused, but it's also understanding what is your end goal. So in business, if my focus is to increase my customer base, I need to understand what would be the benefits of that happening to me, and that will help me to really put every other distraction aside and focus on the task in hand. The key to getting more customers or increasing my customer base might be because I want to make more income. It might be that I want to have a wider market share. And helping me to understand what is behind my goal will help me to have much more of a clearer focus. So the U in focus is all about understanding why you're doing something, understanding when you're going to do it, understanding where you're going to do it, and understanding when. So it's really important for you to be clear when you're focused on life or on business to understand the reason behind what you're doing. Right, the S. So we're going to look at the S of focus, and that stands for set. So the setting is all about you putting some systems in place that will help you to focus. It might be minimizing distractions. We know distractions come and distraction goes. And a good way to minimize distractions is to make sure that when you are focused on a task in hand, that you don't have any other competing things. So, for example, in terms of if you were focusing on an area of your business, say it was contacting customers, you might not want to have your social media running at the same time, your phone ringing at the same time. You may just want to stop everything and have quietness to give yourself a set time to get that task completed. Another thing that will help you to focus and set your focus is all about giving yourself a specific time to complete your task. You may want to set a timer or a time clock. So if you have got 15 minutes available in your day, you might want to get something done within that time. And when the time has finished, you know that you've done what you can. And you can actually use a time clock to set your timings so that you don't actually go off course. Another thing that you can do if you're focusing for your life is use the power of thinking. So you can have set time to plan in your mind what you want to do and then strategize by writing it down. So you might have your goals, your visions and your dreams, and to focus on them in an environment where you can get them done, you might want to write it down. And as you write down the areas that you want to focus on, as you do them, you can tick your list off. So that's another tip that I would give you in terms of focusing your life and your business. So we've discussed fearless, not being fearful. So many people stop doing things or stop being focused because they're fearful. But we're encouraging you today not to be fearful, but to be fearless. What are the chances of things going wrong? They can go wrong, but at least you can say you've tried and you've given it your best shot and you've actually focused yourself. The O stands for opportunities. Don't resist opportunities. If they come and they're something that you want to focus on, seize the opportunity. And as you seize that opportunity, make sure that you maximize it to your potential. And then the C of focus is all about consistency. So deciding how often you want to do something and making sure that you stick to it. So whether that's once a month, once a week, once an hour, making sure it's realistic for you. And then the U is understanding. Understanding what your focal point is. And as you focus, you understand why you're doing what you are doing, and you can see the benefits from that. And then the S stands for set. So you might set up your systems in a way that you minimize distractions. You might set a time to do specific things. You may set your goals in order, and you might set your mind in order to have the right headspace to help you focus. Sometimes people find it beneficial to be in a quiet environment. Others might find it beneficial to think in an environment where they may have background music. So whatever helps you to focus, you use the principle of setting your mind to do the thing that you would like to do. So here we have it, the power of focus in life and in business. And as I said, focus is something that can help you cut your task in half, because once you've concentrated on those efforts, you will be able to do something to the best of your knowledge and ability. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how you go about making sure that you focus, how you go about making sure that you achieve more in less time. And it's really important that once you find a technique that works for you, you can stick to that technique. So I just want to say that when we come back from the break, we'll be taking questions. So if you've got a question or a comment, please feel free to write in the chat room, email me. write it on Facebook, facebook.com/businessofexcellence, or you can tweet me at Sharon BWE. So we are discussing the power of focus for life and business.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and today we are discussing the power of focus in life and in business. And we've been discussing how important it is to focus, and we've looked at the acronym for focus, which stands for F being fearless, O seizing opportunities, C being consistent, U understanding what you're focusing on, and S, making sure that you set things in order to focus. So we're going to go into our questions now, and we've got quite a few questions that we are looking at. First question that we've got is someone's asking about, they write down everything that they want to do. How can I plan what thing I do first to help me focus? Thank you for this question. It's a very good question, because it's so common to have so many things to do in one day. One way to focus is all about prioritizing. So prioritize what is important for that day and how important is it to get it done. Once you've prioritized, you can then give yourself a specific time to get that task done. And if you're a person that procrastinates or wastes time, you can actually use the S in focus by setting yourself a specific time to get the job done. And once that time is gone, it's gone. And you can start again maybe the next day to focus on something different. That's how I would encourage you if you're looking to focus and you've got lots of different things that you've got going on at the same time. Right, we've got another question here. In business, I do so many things as a self-employed person. Which one is most important, finance or marketing? Right, well, that's a really good question, and thank you for asking that question. You have to look at your business, and business covers a whole aspect of things. And I know people that sometimes just focuses on getting the customers, but they may not look at what their pricing strategy is. So what I would say is that it's really important to focus on what is the most important topic for your business in time. Now, if it was a particular time in the month when, say, your tax return needs to be done, then your focus might be on your finances. But then I would also say that you could focus in advance to make sure that you complete your finances way before the time to fill in your tax return. Another area is in marketing. That can be something that's done on an ongoing basis. So you could focus yourself to maybe contact specific clients on a daily basis or do regular marketing on a regular basis so that you have a regular feed of clients coming through within your business. So if you were to ask what is more important, you would be the person that would decide. You would focus yourself and say, what do I need to get done today? And diarize it. And then you would put slots and times in for specific things. Right, one more question. What's the one thing that helps you to see the big picture? Okay, right. What I would say to that is that sometimes in life and in business, you have to look at what your vision is. So you'll be looking at where you want to be. And then you can break that down into manageable chunks. And the one thing that you might want to do is make a start on getting closer to your vision. And it could be something simple in business as contacting specific clients. If it was financial, it might be breaking down and writing your financial goals and then having them over a period of months, years, and making sure that you review them to make sure that you're achieving your goals. So what I would encourage you, the one thing that you can do on a regular basis is review. And then the other thing that you can do on a regular basis is refocus. So you're looking at your vision for life, your vision for business, and you're making sure that you have everything within your vision so that you're able to concentrate on that area and make sure that you get it done well before you start something new. Right, one more question. Is it possible to focus on more than one thing? Well, my question or my answer to that would be, can you look at many things at the same time in detail? And I would say it's easy to look at lots of things, but when you're really focused, the thing that you're focused on becomes bigger than the thing around you, so you're able to put more energy and more time into it. So what I'd encourage you to do is focus and use the power of homing in and zoning in on areas where you know you have a task to do and you've got a job to get done. So it's really important that although you can see lots of things, but you can focus on one thing so that you're productive in making sure that you complete that one thing. And one thing I like to encourage all my listeners is try not to start something until you've finished something. So if you are saying, right, I'm going to focus on building my customer base, that is what you do. And once you finish building your customer base, you can start on the other thing. So there's nothing wrong in writing down your visions, your goals, and your plans, but you'll find that your focus and the power of focus will help when you're homing in on one thing. And if you review what you've done, you will find that you're able to get a lot more done in a short space of time. Right, we've got another question here. What happens when I feel that I've lost motivation to focus? I know what I should be doing, but I've lost motivation. Well, in times like this, your focus can be blurred. What I would say is completely stop what you're doing, change your activity, have some rest time, have some relaxation time, and then give yourself time to be refreshed so you can come back and refocus on the area that you originally were focused on doing. So that's really how the power of focus can work for you. Right, we've got quite a few more questions coming in, and we've got a few more minutes, so please feel free to send those questions in. And if anyone would like to know more about focusing on their business, and you're based in the UK, on Monday the 11th of July, we have a celebration of Business with Excellence 14 years birthday in Croydon, and it will be taking place from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock at the Croydon Central Library. And if you'd like to come along to that, to network and to focus on business, you can get further details by logging on to www.pitchmarketsell.eventbrite.co.uk. So that's one area if you're wanting to focus on business or focus on networking. And the other area, if you want to focus on finance, on Tuesday the 12th of July from 10:30 a.m. till 1 p.m, we're running a seminar and exhibition called Take Charge, Not Charges, where we'll be focusing on your personal and business finance, where you can look at from birth right to the end of life in terms of how you can focus on the best for your business and life finances. And if you'd like details of that, that's www.womencelebratingwomen.eventbrite.co.uk. Last question, why is focus so crucial in business? It's crucial because it gives you the time to do the things that are productive for you. So you could spend a whole day going to meetings, selling products, services, but if you're not focused on the task or the objective, you will be just spending your energy feeling unfulfilled. You might do what you thought was successful, but you haven't really productized in terms of produce. So focus is crucial because it helps you to have a set target for you to reach. I've got a comment here, or it's a question. Can you share any past experiences of when you have lost focus? And if so, how did you restore it? Well, in my business, I have lost focus many times at the beginning of being a business mentor and trainer. And one of the times when I lost focus was when I was working with a client who was just interested in running the business, but not interested in doing all the systems before the business started. And they were constantly saying, I want to get this business up and running. And I was encouraging them to focus on getting their plan ready so that if any eventualities happened, they could resort back to their plan. How did I deal with that? I went through all the different areas of business plan, so the marketing, the finance, the legalities, and the operations, and I encouraged them to focus on each section and look at the benefits for their business. When I did that, it helped them to refocus on making sure that they had all the areas in place before they launched their business. So just to encourage you that we've been talking about the power of focus in life and in business, and I want to thank you all for listening in. And if you do have any questions, please feel free to email me info@businesswithexcellence.com. Please feel free to tweet at SharonBWE. And if you want to go on my Facebook page, it's facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. And until next time, keep doing what you're doing and be passionate.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.